All right. Thank you very much for your attendance today to this extraordinary meeting of council on the 12th of May 2021. Thank you very much for your attendance. And it's a pretty important meeting, I would say, in whether we put the budget on 28 days display, or we will, hopefully. Before we go any further, I'd just like to ask the Deputy Mayor, Paul, if he'd like to do the acknowledgement.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to pay my respect and acknowledgement to the traditional custodians of the land on which we gather. I pay respect to elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to other Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islanders and people here today.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Councillor. Also, I just want to remind you that this, in accordance with the Code of Meeting Practice, please be aware this meeting has been recorded. Be made publicly available on council website. All attendees should refrain from making any defamatory statements. Thank you. Now, number two on your leave of absence. I think we've got three people for leave of absence. It's Councillor Peter Harris, Councillor Dennis Brady, and Councillor Dave Carter.
I move.
And moved. Councillor Phillips, second up.
Yes.
Councillor Bendall. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, it's carried. Public forum, we don't have anyone in the public gallery today, so we'll move on. Disclosures of interest, has anyone got any disclosures of interest in the item that is to be? Councillor Rees?
I'm not sure, hang on.
I don't know if it's working.
Well, they should be working. Have you switched it on, Councillor? Is it switched on at the side?
Yeah.
It's on.
That's good.
I'm sure the budget's going to mention Lachlan Children's Services and Willow Bend Sports Centre, which I both have an interest in. I'm just letting you know before. I know we're not making any decisions, but I just want to declare that I do have interest in those two things.
You have a minor pecuniary
interest. Oh, yeah. So at this point, and at during this stage, yes.
Do we have to declare that we're ratepayers? In all honesty, yeah, meaning that the rates will apply to us?
I think you're right with that one, I think. All right, I don't think there's any others. Moving along now to page four. Community Services 5.1, adopt and propose the 2021-22 budget. Would someone like to move the recommendation, please?
Move.
Councillor Hall, second to Councillor Rees. Open for discussion. I think this morning we had the budget workshop this morning. Some of the councillors here. I don't know if any other councillors have got any other issues with that we before, because I'll just say that it'll go on to display for 28 days. And any submissions that come in, we can deal with after 28 days. Karen, I don't know whether you want to have any input before any folks makes a decision.
I might just mention, Mr. Mayor.
Is it switched on the edge,
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I might just mention for the councillors that weren't here for the budget meeting this morning, we likely need to make a submission on some of the capital projects due to some announcements in the federal budget last night that may impact how we fund and deliver some projects, but I still expect to deliver everything that's in the program.
Phyllis?
All right. On that, if there's no further questions.
No further questions from myself.
Would you like to put it to the vote? All right. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? It's unanimous. So, can that carry? And on that note, seeing there is no further business, I declare the meeting closed.